Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. If Jesus asked us to wait for him, to be at the door, ready to open it when he comes and knocks, would we be ready? What if Jesus was coming back from the wedding? It was getting dark outside. Maybe it was cold. Maybe it was even raining. What if Jesus came, knocked on the door, and we didn't answer? And we just let Jesus stay out there. And he stayed for a while, and we didn't open the door to him. The book of Revelation says, Jesus tells us, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And Jesus wants to come into our heart, wants us to open the door for him. But Jesus is so good, so kind, he doesn't want to barge in. He knocks and wants us to open the door. And today Jesus tells us, be ready, because Jesus will come into our lives any moment. And if we're not ready, we're not watching, he'll stand outside in the dark, in the cold, in the rain, and we won't open the door to him. But Jesus loves us so much, he actually cheats a little bit. And he wants us to know exactly when he comes. And my friends, he's coming in about 10 minutes. Every time we come to Mass, Jesus comes on this altar. And every time the priest comes down and says, "The body of Christ," Jesus is right there. We say amen, we receive Jesus into our hearts. When we come back to our pews, we close our eyes because Jesus comes into our hearts. He knocks, and we have the opportunity to open the door to him and just have him in our hearts. Today in our gospel, it says Jesus, when we open the door to him, he has the meal ready for him, for us. We don't make the dinner for him. He wants to make dinner for us. We open the door, and we can just come and welcome Jesus into our hearts and get to just be with him, like our best friend who wants to share a meal with us. I think we can sometimes get distracted, though. And after you receive Holy Communion, Jesus is with us so close, he's inside of us. But sometimes we treat Jesus like, all right, Jesus, fine. Come inside. I'm going to go to the basement and play video games. You just stay up here by yourself. No, Jesus wants to have a meal with us, and he wants to be with us. So my third and fourth grade friends, when you receive Holy Communion, today, go back to your pews, close your eyes, and just be with Jesus. If the Mass you get distracted, okay, just gently come back to Jesus. Okay, Jesus, I'm here. I want to spend time with you. And you could talk to him just like you talk to your friend. Just like at lunch, you have a conversation with them and talk with them. You can talk to Jesus just like that. He's coming in just a few minutes. He'll knock at the door of our hearts, and we have the joy of opening the door to him and then having dinner with him, Jesus, who is our closest friend.